Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhara Dhari. Shoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Shoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribhara Dhari. Jashadanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnupad Panamansa Paripraja Kacharja Shtotarasata Shri Shimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Shami Raj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Nama Charja Shridhar Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikaho Shikrishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shamakund Radha Kunigiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Tham Ki Jai Dabdip Tham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Ki Jai Gangamai Ki Jai Jamanamai Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:29-17. Ta drishtva antikam ayata bhagavan vrajayoshitaha abhadad vadatam shreshto vachaha peshahe Imohayan Tadrishvantikam Ayata Bhagavan Vajrayoshitaha Avadad Varatam Shreshto Vachapeshair Vimohayan Tadrishvantikam ayata Bhagavan Vrajayoshitaha Avadad Bharatam Shreshto Vachapeshar Vimohayan Tadrishvantikam ayata Bhagavan Vrajayoshitaha Avadad Padatam Shreshto Vachapeshar Vimohayan Tadrishvantikam ayata Bhagavan Vrajayoshitaha Avadatvadatam Shreshto Pachapeshar Vimohayan. Ladies, Tadrishvantikam Ayata Vachapeshar Vimohayan Taha them Drishtva seen Antikam nearby Ayataha arrived Bhagavan the Supreme Lord Vrajayoshitaha the girls of Vraja Avadat, he spoke. Vadatam, speakers. Shreshtaha, the best. Vachaha, of language. peshaihi, with decorations, vimohayan, bewildering. Seeing that the girls of Braja had arrived, Lord Krishna, the best of speakers, greeted them with charming words that bewildered their minds. Purport. Having established the spiritual nature of the gopis' love for Krishna, Shukadeva Goswami proceeds with his narration. Om jnana timirantasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurin militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam jena bhutale swayam rupakadamayam tadhati shapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lolita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Pyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tadrishvantika Mayata Pagaman Brajayoshtaha Avadad Vadatam Shreshtho Vacha Peshar Vimohayan. Lord Krishna had called the gopis with his flute, and now he saw that, in fact, they had come nearby, they'd arrived. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, had summoned the Brajayoshita, the gopis, who were his spiritual energy. Avadad Vadatam Treshto. And so the Lord spoke. Vadatam Shreshta. He's the best of speakers. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita, in which in every verse you'll find so much transcendental wisdom. No one can be a better speaker than Krishna. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavya. He spoke to Brahma at the beginning of the creation. He's the best of speakers, Bhadatam Shreshta, a very pleasing speaker. That's one of Krishna's qualities. In Nectar of Devotion, it's mentioned that he spoke very pleasingly to the Kaliya serpent, that don't mind, it was my duty, I had to subdue you, and now you can go. So in very not nasty, but sweet words Krishna spoke to Kaliya. And he spoke to Arjuna with in various moods, sometimes sarcastically. Krishna, asochanan vishochas tvam pragyavadam shabhashase. You're speaking like a learned person, but no learned person would speak like you. And prahasaniva, he said it in a slightly smiling way. Prahasaniva, the Vishwanath, Baladev or Vishwanath comments that actually Arjuna was speaking foolishly and Krishna could just outright have laughed at him. But that wouldn't have been so good. So Krishna just gently smiled a little bit. Prahasaniva. So Krishna's speaking from so many points of view. He's quoting Vedanta, Brahma Sutra, Padayashchaiva, Hetumadbhir Vinishchitai. Even Krishna, although he's the supreme authority, cites Vedanta Sutra in the Bhagavad Gita. So he's the most expert in speaking. And now he spoke to the gopis, Vachapeshaya Vimohayan, in words that were intended to bewilder their minds. Mohayan means bewildering, and Vimohayan, really bewildering, utterly bewildering their minds. And that we'll find in the next verse. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Swagatambo Mahabhagaha. Priyam Kim Karavani Vaha. Prajasyana Mayam Kachchit. Bruta Gamana Karanam. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, Suagatam, welcome, Baha, to you, Mahabhagaha, O most fortunate ladies, Priyam, pleasing, Kim, what karavani may I do, vaha, for you, vrajasya of vraja, anamayam, the well-being, kachchit, weather, bruta, please tell, agamana, for your coming, Karanam, the reason. Lord Krishna said, O most fortunate ladies, welcome. What may I do for you to please you? Is everything well in Vraja? Please tell me the reason for your coming here. Purport. Lord Krishna knew perfectly well why the gopis had come. In fact, he had called them with the romantic melodies of his flute. So Krishna was simply teasing the gopis by asking them, why have you come here so quickly? Is something wrong in town? Why have you come here anyway? What do you want? The gopis were Krishna's young lovers, and therefore these questions certainly bewildered them, for they had responded to Krishna's call with the simple mentality of enjoying conjugal love with him. Krishna had blown his flute, and the gopis had dropped everything. If they were doing their makeup, they left it half done. If they were dressing, they dressed haphazardly. If they were feeding their babies, they put their babies down, and they all rushed out to meet Krishna urgently. They were dressed in such a way it looked like children had tried to dress themselves, Prabhupada said, because everything was a little haphazard. Maybe one earring, maybe two earrings. They'd rushed to respond to the call of Krishna's flute. And now, having played his flute to attract them, Krishna gives them an honorable and formal reception. Just as here, sometimes if we have some program, we invite some dignitaries, and then we offer a formal welcome, Hardik Swagatam, we're so grateful that you've come. We give you a hearty welcome, all distinguished people. We thank you so much for coming. So Krishna greets them that way. Swagatam, Bo Maha Bhaga. Oh, most fortunate ladies. That's also a respectful title. Still, I think the All India Radio is broadcasting some brief programs in Sanskrit. They'll broadcast like the news in Sanskrit. So you'll hear Sri Brajendra Modi Mahabhaga. You know, it's a respectful and way of addressing the Prime Minister, the most fortunate Prime Minister. Suta Suta Mahabhaga, the sages of Naimisharanya address Suta Goswami. Suta Suta Mahabhaga, oh most fortunate Suta Goswami. So here Krishna addresses the gopis. Mahabhaga, oh most fortunate ladies, swagatam, we offer you a hearty welcome. Actually, they were the most fortunate. Someone's addressed as most fortunate because he's the prime minister or the district magistrate. But these were the most fortunate persons in all existence, the direct energies of Krishna, who have the opportunity to dance with him in Vrindavan. And serve him in this way. There's no one more fortunate. Ram yad kaschid upasana vrajapatu vargena ya kaupita. No one worships Krishna in a manner superior to the gopis. And Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they're certainly the most fortunate of persons. Priyam kim karavami vaha. So Krishna says to them, what can I do that will be pleasing to you? What shall I do for you? Yes, again, very formally. Greetings, Panchagoda Prabhu. What can I do to be of service to you today? Milkshake. Okay. So in this way, formally greeting the gopis and inquiring, how can I be of service? What can I do for you? Vrajasya anamayam kachchit. Is everything all right in Vraja? Maybe you come here because there's some problem. there's some disturbance in Braja, so you've come here to seek my help. But that doesn't quite seem quite right. If there were a problem, then your husbands would have come. So why have you come? It's a bit puzzling. So I hope everything's all right in Braja. Is everything okay? And Brutagamana Karanam. Please tell me what the reason is for your having come here. So the gopis had come to dance with Krishna, to kiss Krishna. And here Krishna's greeting them in an official, respectful manner. So vimohayan, it completely, it was meant to bewilder their minds and create further eagerness and create also some contradictory what should we say? To create a contradiction so that the taste of their affectionate dealings would be increased. Just as we find with Krishna and Rukmini, Krishna wanted to increase the taste of loving dealings. Why should everything just be normal, ordinary household affairs? So he began speaking to her in such a way as to suggest that you've made a mistake in your choice of husband. So many qualified princes wanted to marry you, Shishupal and others. You could have chosen any one of them. They all would have been so pleased to get you as their wife. And instead you chose a person like me who has no good qualities, who's so afraid of the kings that he builds his city in the middle of the sea, who's nobody even knows who I am. They know who Shishupal is, they know who the others are, but nobody really knows who I am. They don't even know if I'm a Kshatriya or a Vaishya. So it seems you've made a great mistake in your choice of husbands, but it's still not too late. You could still choose someone else. That would be all right. Rukmini's his number one wife, and already they have children, and Krishna's suggesting, not too late, you could get a divorce. Vimohayan, just to create some argument. This is also a taste in householder life when there's some argument between husband and wife, some gentle argument. Then it creates a taste. They'll joke with one another, they'll yes. And in this way, they'll enjoy. They'll maybe some mild, yes, they'll enjoy. So the same Krishna here, he's speaking in a contradictory way. He knows exactly why they've come. But just to increase their eagerness to enjoy the pastimes of the rasa dance, and just to create a taste, further taste of enjoyment, he opens the scene with a formal and official welcome and asks them to explain the reasons for their having come to this quite unsuitable place out in the forest in the middle of nowhere. Why have you come here? Please explain. So this is Krishna, the most expert of speakers, and we'll see more as the chapter unfolds. Any questions or comments? In the back. Is the microphone indecisive?
Thank you. How the Sankirtanier in Varna Ashram? How the person who performs Sankirtan consider in Varna Ashram?
I didn't get even a single word. Can someone just... How does Varnashram Dharma sit with the Sankirtan movement? That's an interesting question. It's quite distant from the subject of the class. We can come back to that question. Are there any questions about what we've spoken about? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for such a nice class. As we heard from our seniors, and Prabhupada also said that you cannot read 10th canto before reading all the 9th cantos. So if someone who haven't read 9 cantos till now, can they attend these classes like this
one? We've heard that one should not read the 10th canto until he's read the first 9 cantos. Can someone who's not read the first 9 cantos attend these classes?
Yeah.
It's not that one can't read the 10th canto. I heard a verse from 10th canto. If you read Nectar of Devotion, so many verses are quoted from 10th canto. And in other cantos of the Bhagavatam also, sometimes verses are quoted from 10th canto. So it's not that 10th canto is taboo, that it's off limits, that no one should go near the 10th canto. Prabhupada gives us the Krishna book, which is entirely 10th canto. But the idea is that one should systematically study Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada says after systematically studying 9 cantos, one can capture the effects of the 10th canto. The professional reciters go straight to the 10th canto because that's where the juice is. Their audience wants to hear, especially about Krishna and the gopis, about Rasleela, or about other pastimes of Krishna, but especially Rasleela, with some mundane idea in mind. And so the professional reciter, with the aim of pleasing the audience, very happily speaks about these things and gives his own interpretation also. So that's unwanted. So many people will hear these pastimes from the professional reciters, and it will not result in the desired effect of purifying the heart and reviving one's dormant, eternal, serving mood. Just it becomes something in the way of entertainment or some pious ritual or some opportunity to be encouraged in ordinary materialistic life, because the professional reciter will encourage that. So this isn't wanted. The Prakriti Sahajas will make a show of being absorbed in the highest love for Krishna when they haven't even given up coffee or tea, to say nothing of illicit sex. And they're speaking about the highest topics as if they're fully qualified to relish these things. So Srila Prabhupada is instructing that this is the wrong way to approach Srimad Bhagavatam. When Shukadev Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, he didn't jump at once to the 10th canto. We only have 7 days, let's get going. He systematically explained the subjects of the first 9 cantos, then came to the 10th canto. So the idea is that we should follow in the footsteps of Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami and patiently hear Srimad Bhagavatam, not neglecting any of the topics. Oh, this is inferior. We want to just hear most pure, exalted topics. Why should we distract ourselves with lower topics? We don't want to hear about the creation of the cosmic manifestation. We don't want to hear about Rishabhdev and his austerities. We don't want to hear about these other things. We want to hear the essence for which the Bhagavatam was written. We want to hear about our ultimate goal, Braja Prem. No. We should systematically go through all the cantos, one after another, so that our hearts will be purified, so that we'll understand who Krishna is, what his energies are, what our relationship is with Krishna, what Krishna's relationship is with the world in which we live, so that we'll understand everything. And then when we come to the 10th canto, we can appreciate the topics with some better understanding. Now that's the idea. Not that we can't, no, I can, they're going to speak about 10th canto, I'm going to skip the class for a month. You know, wait for the Rasalila chapters to be over, then I'll resume. No, we can sit and patiently hear. Especially since all of the speakers, I've been hearing the classes, they all are trying to guide us in the right way so that we'll understand these topics in the proper spiritual light and not mistake them for the ordinary dealings of conditioned souls like us. So, in short, yes, we can sit in here. Yes?
Thank you. Now, regarding this pastime, like gopis, they heard the flute of Krishna and they came running towards Krishna.
They heard the flute of Krishna and they came...
Came running towards Krishna.
They came running towards
Krishna. So how to develop this taste for chanting, reading and hearing?
How to develop this taste for reading, hearing and chanting?
Yeah.
By the association of those who have taste. By the association of those who have taste. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur someplace says that Krishna consciousness is like an electric current conveyed from one sympathetic soul to another. We can't just pick up taste from nowhere. We get that taste by the association of those who have a taste. So we should associate with devotees who have a taste for hearing and chanting and reading. And we should follow the regulative principles that purify our hearts so that we become qualified for hearing and chanting and reading. And we should render service. It's not just that we chanting, of course, chanting and hearing are service in themselves, but Nityam Bhagavata Sevya, we should serve the devotees, we should serve the mission of the pure devotees. That will help us. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. There seems to be some criticism from some exponents of certain religions in regards to Krishna behavior with the gopis. You know, to them it's like very questionable, because they state that he's dancing with the other, somebody else's wife, basically. Now, we do see that Krishna is trying to dissuade them, trying to send them back. Now, what would be a good argument in terms of like responding to these accusations?
The members of other religions or Hindu religion sometimes criticize Krishna, saying that he's immoral, he danced with other people's wives, and so on. So what's a good answer for them? Many answers are given. First of all, you have to understand who is Krishna. What is your idea? Who is Krishna? If you think that Krishna is one of the ordinary conditioned souls, then certainly it's immoral. He has no business dancing with anyone else's wife. Even if you think that he's a big shot, even if you think he's a great hero or whatever, he has no business with other people's wives. So what is this? So then they're right. If Krishna is an ordinary person, then their objection is perfectly correct. But suppose Krishna is God. Suppose he's the supreme personality of Godhead. Then what's the problem? What's the problem? The supreme God can do as he likes. There's nothing immoral for God. In the Bible, when God punishes Job, for example, nobody says, oh, that was immoral. He's God. He can do as he likes. He does so many things in the Bible and the Quran. He does this or that, which might, if another person did it, be considered cruel or unjust or immoral or this or that. But one has to take into account, wait a second, he's God. He tells Adam and Eve, don't eat from this tree. Why shouldn't I eat from this tree? Who are you? And a tree is a tree. I've got as much right to the tree as you do. No. I'm God, and I'm telling you. So unless we understand that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, we won't be able to understand any of these things. And then we'll think, oh, it was immoral, or this, or this, or this, or that. But as soon as we understand that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, there's nothing immoral for him. Tejiyasam nadoshaya. For those who are super powerful, there's no fault. Suppose there's some big, well, anyway, we don't have to get into that, but the sun drinks urine, because people pass urine in the field, and the sun evaporates it, drinks it. So the sun is drinking urine? Ugh. That's disgusting. No, for the sun, there's no problem there. The sun remains pure. Can drink urine from all over the earth and still remain pure. And not only that, but the place where the sun shines, that place that people pass urine becomes purified, becomes antiseptic by the rays of the sun. You know, the urinals that are covered with stone or something, they remain stinky and polluted. But if it's out in the fields, the sun purifies the place. Not that the sun becomes contaminated. So Krishna, he danced with the gopis, he also lifted Govardhan Hill. That means he's not an ordinary human being. He's the personality of Godhead. If you don't understand that, there's no further use talking about anything. First we have to discuss this, who is Krishna? Then we'll discuss the morality or immorality of what he does. But first you understand this point. A second point is, who are the gopis? If they're just other people's wives, of course, still Krishna can dance with anyone else's wife and there's no harm. God can do anything. But if we understand the science, these are all energies of Krishna. Parasya Brahmana Shakti Tateda Makilam Jagat. They're Krishna's energy. So who's the rightful enjoyer of Krishna's energy? Krishna. The rightful enjoyer of Krishna's energy is Krishna. So there's, again, nothing wrong there. And their dealings are not the lusty dealings of this material world. They're exchanges of pure devotional service about which you don't know anything. So these things one has to study. And meanwhile, we can understand that since everything is Krishna's energy, your wife is also Krishna's energy. So why are you enjoying God's energy? That means you're immoral. Take it that way. Something else? Yes. Wherever. Gopala Jaya Jaya. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, and very nice class. But
if you hold it closer, it works better.
The point that we were just discussing was that we are taught that Krishna is Purusha, and everything else is Prakriti, and so Purusha is entitled to enjoy anything within this material world. Even the husbands of the gopis, they are Prakriti, and Krishna could enjoy them if he so desired. So,
yeah. Adi Purusham. He's the original enjoyer, Krishna. So he can do as he likes. Swarat. Swarat means independent. There's no law for God. You can't do this, sir. You can't do... Who says? Some lower authority. Lower authority can't order the higher authority. Lower authority can't tell the higher authority what's right, what's wrong. The higher authority, right? Panchakota, you're the president.
That
you
doesn't work
else.
Like that.
They all tell you, I know, but still. Something else. I have no preference.
Hare Krishna, Swamiji.
Hare Krishna, sir.
Can't we give this argument that when Krishna performed the rasa dance, he was only 8 years old and he did not reach his puberty to the mandanars?
And he did not what?
Reach puberty.
He hadn't reached puberty. Yes, you can give that argument also.
Thank you. And thank you for the wonderful class.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
How to practice
pure devotional service and at my level.
That's rather